Now, medical specialists from all over Europe descended on Prague's Congress Centre in Vyšehrad this week. The occasion was a congress of EOT, the European Society for Organ Transplantation. The location of the congress in Prague recognises the substantial contribution of Czech doctors to the advancement of transplant medicine, both at home and abroad. Joshua Singer looks at the situation of Czech transplant medicine today.
The Czech Transplant Society has been a member of ESOT since the 1990s. The society acts as a platform for the exchange of research and knowledge, to which Czech scientists greatly contribute. There are currently at least 7 centres for the application and research into transplant medicine throughout the country. Stefan Vítko is president of the Czech Transplant Society. He has won a number of awards for his work in promoting organ donation internationally. I asked him how transplant medicine has changed in the Czech Republic over the past decades.
Organ transplantation as a medical specialty was set up in the country in 1966. So we've done a first kidney transplantation in 1966. And during that time, organ transplantation was kind of a mirror of socialistic healthcare. So it was quite supported. But after this our Iron Curtain will fall down, we are challenged with new things, and the main thing was to increase availability of organ transplantation to everybody. Before, it was something like exclusive medicine for, let's say, limited number of persons. So what we've done after 1989, we focused on increased organ donations.
The drive to increase the number of donated organs focused on so-called cadaveric donors, patients who consent to donate their organs after death. The result was a doubling of the number of such donors from 1992 to 1994, and these kinds of donations have remained consistently high. So, does this demonstrate a generally positive attitude towards organ donation among the Czech public today? Stefan Vítko again.
Attitude of Czech population is quite good, but, you know, in the country here, in Austria, in very many other countries, we apply so-called presumed consent law. So that means that everybody who is not objecting during his life to organ donation could be organ donor. So in these special circumstances, we are similar to organ donation to every Western country.
It's not just organ donation the country's scientists are focusing on. A team at Prague's ICAM Transplant Centre is preparing for the country's first small intestine transplant, continuing the important contribution of Czech medics in this field.
Joshua Singer with that report on the Czech contribution to transplant medicine.